Hello, this is Robin Witten with another recommendation from Audiophile. Today's earphones winner. The Lady Elizabeth by Alison Weir, read by Roslyn Landor. This look at Elizabeth I's early life examines the relationships and struggles that shaped her as a ruler. Landor's narration gives a real insight into the people in the life of this wise young woman.
On a hot, still morning in July, the Lady Mary, daughter to King Henry VIII, arrived at the great country palace of Hatfield, trotting into the courtyard on a white palfrey, followed by four gentlemen, two ladies in waiting, and a female fool. As soon as she had dismounted, she stooped to kiss the small girl who was waiting to greet her, whose nurse had just reminded her to sketch a wobbly curtsy to the older sister she had not seen for many months. The child was solemn-faced, fair-skinned and freckled, with long tendrils of burnished red hair escaping from the embroidered white coif that was tied beneath her chin. "My, you have grown, sweeting," Mary exclaimed in her gruff voice, stroking Elizabeth's hair and straightening her silver pendant. "You're nearly three now, aren't you?" Elizabeth stared back, unsure of this richly dressed lady with the sad face and skinny body. Mary was not beautiful like Elizabeth's mother. Mary had a snub nose and a downturned mouth, and although her hair was red like Elizabeth's and their father's, it was thin and frizzy. And of course, Mary was very old, all of 20 years, she had been told. "I have brought you gifts, sister," Mary said, smiling and beckoning to a lady-in-waiting who brought over a wooden box. Inside, wrapped in velvet, was a rosary of amber beads and a jewelled crucifix. "For your chapel," Mary said, pointing to the latter.
"Pretty,"
said Elizabeth, gently fingering the beads. "How does my sister, Lady Bryan?" Mary rose to her feet and greeted the governess with a kiss. "And you yourself. It is good to see you again, but I would it were in happier circumstances." "I too, my Lady Mary. We are well enough, both of us, I thank you," the woman answered. Elizabeth, watching them, was slightly discomforted by their words and curious at seeing a pained expression fleetingly shadow Mary's plain features. "I will speak with her presently," her sister said. Lady Bryan nodded. "I am grateful, Your Grace," she said. "I pray you eat first, for it is nigh to 11 o'clock, and dinner is almost ready." Elizabeth was no longer listening. Her attention had now focused on her new beads. "I have brought my fool to afford a diversion later, if need be," Mary said, and Elizabeth's ears pricked up. She liked fools. They were funny.
You can find the Audiophile review as well as more audiobook information at our website, audiophilemagazine.com. Support for our podcasts comes from Harper Audio, Hachette Audio, Fullcast Audio, Scholastic Audio, and Simon & Schuster Audio.